Republican, everybody knew what the rules were and abided by them. And I sent it in the sincere, if not feigning, waning, you know, glimmers of hope that it would be used by the Christian, not color of law, evangelical Christian, but certainly the constitutional Christian conscience of this country and the lawful people involved in the law of that community to wrest the control of this discussion, both morally, ethically, and as a matter of business law, from the grasping and greedy, if not usurpacious, hands of these Nazi criminals we are dealing with. And I'd only point out that on page 3, in the second paragraph, it found the logical result of the liberation of a people from government. And it was pointing to the discussion of a society that had developed all the massive riches of wealth, from the preservation of foodstuffs to the labor-saving devices of, you know, production, any more than the quality of communication, and that all these blessings had developed by virtue of the Leviathan leaving man alone.
Well, I got to stop you there. We're going to break, and we'll be right back.
RBN, rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, we're back. You know, and again, I just want to relate to you that, you know, tomorrow, that one of these 99-2007-666 type, upside down type of things going, you know, and we don't know if they might do something to, you know, explode a device or use this Skylar weaponry, this DEW, or the one that I allude to, which is the SWMS, which is weather modifying equipment. And then they also have Gwen that's underneath the ground. It's used also the crushed currents of these different frequencies so that they can have either a wider spread of, you know, whatever it is that they're shooting to. But, you know, these things that they have are out there on our tax dollar bill. Our tax dollars has been abused, okay? And I know that they want us to pay taxes and all this stuff, but they, again, where's the structure of anything here? Bill, what do you think about this here?
Well, obviously, you're right. It's all very well observed. And, again, as I mentioned before, everything that you're pointing out and saying being true and accepted as evidence, there are only a few things that can be done as sovereign inhabitants and free people upon the land, which is your lawful, constitutionally authorized status, which any person of constitutional conscience and any amount of understanding of the quote-unquote law will point out, that you have no rights, constitutional or otherwise, unless you assert them. And by virtue of that, I mean, you know, I think there should be a massive rush to the thank you Hallmark greeting card stand to send the judge in northern New York that most recently sided with the people in his decision here within the last week.
Yeah, in regards to the situation with the tapping of people's phones, monitoring and all that, one stood up.
Something is better than nothing.
Well, that's a huge win, really.
That is a huge win, and nobody has said anything about rushing over to the thank you Hallmark card section and shipping this gentleman a big attaboy and a copy of this losing liberty judicially.
Well, you
because
know,
at
you
least it would seem like he has some
integrity.
Heart for what would be right, if not just.
Right, you know, and that's where, you know, if he did this, you know, it shows that he has free will and he is able to, you know, justify. But the thing is amazing how he got it through all those other ones.
Even more so.
Huh?
Even more so. If he would have that constitutional bent and he is surrounded by all the rest and he's speaking with and for and through them, that is a tremendous opportunity to create a bridge that should not be ignored by neither the patriot nor the constitutional law community in this range battle that we have going on. You know, it's absolutely amazing how many times the Christian constitutional patriot community has managed either to stick its big foot in its big mouth or shoot its big foot while it's in that mouth. Every opportunity that has come along, which have been meager, few, and disparate through the range wars that I've experienced. And there are a few others out there that have been here and out here in this battle any longer than Mr. Jones
mm-hmm.
or Mr. Stattmiller.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly as long as Mark Kornke, who nobody can talk about, and he was out there before Mr. Stattmiller, and certainly long before Mr. Jones.
Mm-hmm.
But since this Patriot Range War has attained the star status that it has in the quote-unquote media, it is tragic that men eager for freedom and dignity of living in the individually rightfully demand the separation of various powers in sovereignty. It comes to that level of the issue, and because of this good judge in Northern New York, I am sure that Alex and those young patriots that are there in the city will only be further blessed with the community's prayers as they go on this 9/11 remembrance and test the waters of law or rule of law in this country against these Nazis.
Oh,
and I strongly encourage everybody that's listening or is going to listen to look at our history, our individual constitutional patriot Christian history of all the people as yourself, your parentage, that have fought against these criminals for years, decades of years, and there has been no lesson learned. The one thing that your enemy does on a constant basis, like you mentioned before, is they monitor your reaction, and they always have storyboard lesson learned directly after the exercise is run. And Tommy Cryer and a number of people, including, God bless them, our illustrious IRS battle wagon himself, has mentioned, nobody can take the time to sit down and map out the roadmap to success. What we can do is run around, whine and cry, and make retroactive plans for success. No war was ever successfully fought planning it two steps ahead of time as you're running down the street looking for more ammunition.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
Bill, hold on one second. I want to bring George up. George, are you there? George?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to the Ambroli Show.
Oh, not too bad. But did you hear about the news flash? Alex Jones has been arrested.
No, I have not. Today?
Yeah it's up on Infowars.com. Newsflash. Alex Jones arrested in New York PD.
Outrageous. So he was arrested because of...
Today.
So he was arrested because he was there trying to stop this thing with these people removing the use of cameras and tape recording of it. And the thing is, George, this is illegal now because, see, as of last week, just as Bill had said, the judge ruled it was illegal to wiretap and harass people. So, you know, on that level, they have that one thing. But again, they're saying that you can't use your cell phone, your camera, you can't use this. And they're going to arrest him. Why? You know, what do you think we should do? Just out of curiosity, George, what do you think we should do in regards to this?
What do I think we should do?
Mm-hmm.
well, you can't have them arrested. You can't redress because they won't listen to you. I think it would just be obvious. But, you know, you were talking about something earlier with your co-host, John.
Yes.
All right. Right down in another corner here says NORTHCOM plans 5-day martial law exercise right below him getting arrested.
Mm.
And that one is from Lee Rogers. This says the United States Northern Command has just announced plans for an anti-terrorism exercise called Vigilant Shield 08. This exercise is slated to run from October 15th to October 20th and is described as a way to prepare, prevent, and respond to any number of national crises.
Well, see, when they do these exercises, that's another alert.
I know what they are, Dion. I know what they are. It says down here that U.S. NORTHCOM also announced that they were more prepared for a natural disaster and terrorist attack after they used their response to Hurricane Katrina as a test laboratory. During Hurricane Katrina, authorities violated the constitutional rights of citizens by stealing people's firearms and even relocating people against their will.
Well, all of that is very true. That really, happened. And, again, we're going to see that happen again if we don't watch, or do something. And, again, we're
going to... I got helicopters going over my house big time. That's not for me. But I just see more and more military helicopters going over northwest Pennsylvania here.
Interesting.
And, I don't know. I guess you just have to be ready at any time, but... They said something about October, and I guess that might be it because there was some things going around here that sometime in October something was going to happen. Then they said November 15th, so I don't know.
Well, see, the thing is they're using all these dates to scuttle. And, so I would say, to watch out. But I'm thinking it's going to happen this month still because, again, they use this kind of serial type of murder type of thing with these numbers and things and symbols. We'll be back. I'm going to ask John his response on this. Callers.
Food today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, we're back. We're here. And we're with John Alastasis, my co-host. And also we're with Bill and George. And I'm going to go to John. What do you think about what we just were talking about here?
Well, it's like a Russian roulette. We got so many things that are taking place. As you go into court now, you really have to be prepared. But at the same time, there's a Russian roulette game of getting to the media so that a lot of this is published so that they can't create the tyranny of color of law or whatever they're going to do against you. It's quite a chess game that you have to play to bring this information out. And again, what incident might sharpen your sword for you so that it'll act on it in a positive way and the public may take action with it? There's those kind of things that for it to be successful, you got to kind of have God's prayer behind you to have the things fall into place at the right time. And as it happens, you'll recognize it. You'll recognize the ability of the Spirit, and it's just a fact. It'll be amazing. It'll just be like you'll watch it like, wow, there's no way we're going to do anything, and all of a sudden, boom, just amazing things will click off that'll help you, allow you to come out on top.
Well, it's kind of I'm going to ask our folks just called in, Bill and George, and also I'm looking for callers. I'm going to bring something up to you, and something I want to do on the broadcast. I want to ask you if you think this would work. I'm not going to keep talking about the fact I've been saying, I don't know how long, we got enough evidence on 9/11 to start doing something, you know. And, you know, when I say that, there's more people coming up with more information and, you know, more things are going to take more lengthy time-consuming things to bring process to court. And what I want to do is this, and I want to ask my listeners. I mean, everyone is listening, and I want you to spread the word. I want some of you to think about or maybe pick up the phone, contact me at 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782, and this is what I want to do. I'm going to do a mock trial of this particular administration. I'm looking for people that would like to be a part of a jury panel to act in regards to this situation of looking into the factors that we laid out in regards to things that occurred in September 11th. Now, I'm going to ask Bill, do you think that would be good to air a situation of people coming together in, as a jury and, you know, a judicial panel and putting out this stuff in a court format the way a court would really run, and to see where we could go with that if this thing was actually done as a trial. What is your opinion? That would be on the radio, by the way.
Well, I think it would be the only way to go. An adjudicative grand jury distributed throughout the United States, if not the world, to lay the evidence out so that the record is very clear at The Hague, ultimately, for war crimes. And this is what we are talking about.
Well, how about us doing that? I'm looking right now, people listening out there, and the police spread the word around. I'm looking for a jury panel of 12 people, and we will pick those 12 people. And we're looking for two individuals to act as either the attorney on the opposing side to bring evidence in support of this situation of the White House, and one that is going to act as the side in regards to the bringing proof, the evidence of what happened, that happened during September 11th, that should be prosecuted. And I'm going to ask George the same question. Are you game for this? Do you think that would be something that would you would be interested in hearing on radio?
Sure. But you know, Dion, because we're running out of time, I believe that there are certain legal remedies in a real-life type thing where I have a little book here, and it covers constitutional issues. And I believe that they've already done something similar to this in one of the states. I don't know if it was Vermont or someplace like that. But, excuse me?
Can you talk up?
Oh, can you hear me now?
That's a little bit better. Thank you.
Okay. I believe that basically I was looking through a book here on constitutional issues, and it talks about secession. And I think that what would have to happen is if you had enough people in a particular state, that could be done at the state level, and that state could secede following other ones. In other words, you have to throw off the federal government because they're so corrupt, and then let people in your state legislature know that you're not putting up with it anymore.
Well, Dan DeWalt is doing that right now, and he was in Vermont, and he's been successful in a number of states that have had him on the air in regards to this. But what I understand what you're saying, and that is something that is being done currently. But what I'm saying to you right now, I've had on my broadcast for the last 6 years top forensic evidence experts in regards to witnessing different testimony in regards to...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Back, and we're talking to Bill and also George and John, and I'm going to pose this question to Bill again. Do you think you would like to have a trial done on the radio in regards to the issue of this administration?
Well, we certainly need it. The question is, and obviously John and George, I think your comments were right on target in time, certainly by virtue of the authority in which we would act and ask others in concert that would have enough either backbone or testes to participate, that it has to be lawful, one, and it has to be coordinated and presented by people that have that kind of experience presenting evidentiary documentation, history, and making a case.
We have that, and the thing is, I've had these people on, the experts in various areas, and what I'm saying is that we could do a whole trial. And the thing is that this information from this trial could be used and taken to maybe the world court, maybe into Germany or something. Because, again, everything that we have talked here, everyone has tried every type of equation to try to remove these individuals out of office, try to get information of corruption and fraud and racketeering, money laundering, movement of drugs, everything you can imagine that goes bump in the night. And the thing is that everything has been done and everything has been prosecuted in the courts has been kicked back or gagged up. You know, and the thing is that the judicial process that we have is not working. So the only way, you know, similar to what they have done on court TV, we need to put together an arbitrary panel. An arbitrary panel is legal to do and to go into the areas of the law that has been basically violated. And again, you know, we have laws on the books that the attorney generals and the U.S. attorneys and things are supposed to, by law, are mandated to look into, and they refuse. They either blatantly refuse, take information in, say they don't handle it, or just are just you know, in on this so deep that, you know, they have no basis of doing anything to protect our civil rights. So, you know, John, what do you think of this? I just wanted your opinion here.
Well, the you know, we have, as we've talked before, you can take the definition and, you know, a lot of times, okay, you don't need a judge because the definition is so clear that if you have, like, the initial constitution or whatever, and it has a definition of the law and you have a direct break of the law to where they're creating falsehoods of creating false laws and tyranny against the country, we don't need a judge, and we don't need to put it in the limelight of a play act, per se.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said before, we need to hit the point of spirituality. And again, myself, I feel our country has negated to support itself spiritually, so we have a cosmic karma debt to be paid, and my question is whether we'd be successful or not to that fact. We have to take the initiative, and we've got to do it in a basis of for the world, not just for our country, because it, to meet the laws of God, which is part of what it all is, we have to bring this together. And again, God makes us kind of wait our turn, and we have to be patient, and there's different things that he brings into us. And also we have to pay a penalty well enough before he allows us to be successful in transversing righteousness. And I forward to rely on this. Your idea of bringing it to court is a good idea as far as getting ready for us to challenge it and to bring it and win. But at the same time, I've watched him play the games of putting us to the test of how stupid are we right now. An example is like, oh, we have closure with Bill Clinton of $24 million being spent, and yet Lewinsky had the phone call from Tripp had the phone call from Lewinsky. Lewinsky had the dress, and I mean, the guys are having coffee, and the phone call came in, and all I had to do was drive over there and take charge of the evidence. I mean, who got the $24 million, and yet we all stood there and listened to, oh, we have closure.
Uh-huh.
And so the American public itself has to just, when that is done to us, do a backflip and not accept that and take that guy and just tear him to pieces. I mean, we're not going to, if we're willing to accept that, how many other things are we willing to accept that just put us down and we're going to mark to the cliff and let them, let us jump over it for them?
Mm-hmm.
The American public really has to wake up as a whole. Not just as a body of a few individuals saying, here it is, and that's the same as, okay, we're going to let the government take and do whatever they want to do because they're taking good care of us, and we'll just stand back and let you allow you to do that. They have to become participants to create this, to solve it, because if they don't, it'll just be pushed by. We'll be a good bullet target for the powers to be to take out and say, okay, we got that radical group, and the rest of the government or the rest of the people are sitting there, they're buying away, and they're in control again.
And, you know, and I think, you know, you're making a good point on this, but the thing is, I think that what I'm trying to state here is that because I worked in the courts, and I know that they have arbitrary panels for everything and anything right now, that if we put together an arbitrary system here on this broadcast and use it as a mechanism to equate right or wrong, the arbitrary panel usually has maybe one or two or three individuals that are both between county and maybe, you know, I don't know. I lost my train of thought there for a minute. But I'm just saying that I think that if we do something on that level, maybe we can wake up enough people that will be able to join in. And
I agree with that also. I mean, you have to start somewhere, and to just say, okay, we're all just going to be sheep and not do anything, and someone's got to start sounding the horn, and by doing this, it starts sounding the horn. And again, just this, RBN and Genesis and these radio programs in themselves are starting to sound that horn for everybody to start waking up. The taking of our homes, the taking of our money system, the shortage of food and fuel and all those types of things will be accents to sharpen the people to come to rise. But again, we got to be patient because we can be prepared, but until time is ready, when God says time is ready, to where everybody's learned their lesson, it's not going to happen.
Well, I want to ask Bill, what do you think of what John just said?
Well, I'm here. It's extremely well reasoned. I concur completely. But Dan, as he says, we are talking to the choir, and the choir needs to be able to make such a large and well-reasoned shout worldwide that it would be able to avoid, as in this discussion, again, I hate to be Johnny One Note, but losing liberty judiciously. The empire contained an area over one-half as large as continental United States, for the most part of fertile and well-cultivated land, had a population estimated by Gibbon at 120 million, and most numerous society that has ever been united under the same system of government. But it went down. The last 300 years had been consumed in apparent prosperity and internal decline. So I cannot emphasize too strongly that the people at IOTC be incorporated into this institute on the Constitution, Judge Roy Moore, and he has a number of cohorts as well, and all the people of conscience. If there's three of us, there must be 30. And because there's three of us and there's 30 of us, there must be 300. And that would be bringing the, what, moral equation of their 300 against our 300 to lay out the evidence in the world courts and allow them to participate in a settlement prior to assignment and accept individuals as state witnesses. And I see a great opportunity because the earlier discussion was the junta. I talked to the junta this summer right here on the beautiful beaches of Independence Point, Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. He commanded a nuclear base, and his whole interest in life and his whole pride in life and his whole life was that when he was told to put his men and equipment into action, it would kill millions and millions and millions of people. And he was very proud of that. So the junta, I think, is a very dangerous direction to go. I think international world court settlement and the opportunity for turning some of these agents as far as state's witness and accepting them as not only witnesses but then agents of moral suasion within a community that has very little of either component might just in the nick of time, just in the shortest nick of time, avert total disaster. Because if we see it as imminent danger, what danger are those poor people in Darfur? And who ultimately do we stand for? We stand for ourselves. We stand for nothing. We stand for a constitutional republic which would deny and abrogate any of those criminal misprisons of justice that created Darfur.
Mm-hmm. George, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Now, what do you think about what Bill just said?
Actually, I was jamming this phone to my ear because I couldn't hear him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask my producer if he can up the level, see if we can hear each other a little better.
I have one point to make that Bill just made. It was a good point. I don't know if we clarified it well enough. The idea of we've got to teach the, not only the masses, but the people that are part of the junta, the people that are part of the CIA that have been compartmentalized, we have to bring them to bear to light the idea of what is all taking place here and to teach the ability of finding the other way other than war. And that teaching, that enlightenment of everyone to find a good solution is one of the answers, because if it's going back to the basics of love thy enemy. And we all have to get along, and we all have to find the end solution together, or it doesn't work.
Well taken. You know, we have to learn to get along. But then again, you know, going back to what originally we were talking about as broadcast, you know, we're coming up, creeping back up on September 11th again. We have, you know, Alex Jones arrested in New York, being alleged now. And the thing is that, you know, what is it we're going to have to do here to make a stand, to have the policing mechanisms and things in the municipalities and the cities and counties and the government to actually work for us. And I, again, you know, not only am I going to do this, but I really implore people to please go to your next city council meeting. Council meeting level. This is where they can adopt laws, and change the policing mechanism through the minutes, through the what is voted on the city council floor. And that's, you know, kind of what DeWalt was doing. And I think this is what we need to, you know, really work on, you know, trying to get everybody we can to fill up these county, state, municipal meetings and have our voice heard. John, you want to say something on that?
Well, it's like right now, you're telling me that Alex Jones is arrested in New York City. I have some contacts because I'm in New York, people that come up our area hunting, and some of them are part of the policing force. And I'm going to get on the phone tomorrow and make a plea to them of what the heck is going on here. How many rights, I mean, when we don't have the right to just take a picture, I mean, going to the Big Apple is taking a picture of the Big Apple. I mean, it's something that's like a God-given basis of just being alive. And to have them take that away and to help orchestrate that, are you guys part of that? I'm going to be asking the question to them. And I hope they can ask the questions within house of themselves to ask, what are we enforcing here? And so, you know, everybody has something that they can possibly do, and that's one little thing that I can do. And, you know, it's like today, I met some people that were very astute to living out on their own and had self-energy. They were off the grid, and he was able to give me some ideas of when you set up a generator, that I understand that a generator only takes 60% of its own electricity to run it, but I keep blowing the circuit of the rectifier, which changes the electric from DC to AC power, and he says, well, you're running too many grounds. Now, I had never heard that before. And he says, if you eliminate that, you eliminate that over-circuiting that circuit, and it won't be blowing on you. Mm-hmm. So it gave me another definition point of where I can go to correct the problem. And as everybody out there has an idea or has a branch of how they might be able, maybe they know somebody. Maybe they have a relationship. Maybe they have equipment that goes in New York City that they could say, hey, you know what? I'm all done supplying equipment to New York City. If you guys are going to create a law like that. I'm not sure how extruding it can be, but don't forget, everybody's part of God, and we all have to grow, and God loves us all.
Yeah, well, we're coming up to the last few minutes of the broadcast, and Bill and George, thank you very much for calling in, and again,
at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, we're back. We're talking here with John, and I had made a statement that I am still, you know, holding to. I want to get some people to do on the air a mock trial and to see what the outcome would be, along with the situation of calling and writing to the judge in New York that took the courage mood and went with it and basically ruled in favor of the people. So we need to write him a letter, just like Bill said. Send them a letter, because that way they know they've done something and they got people out there that got their back. So, again, if he had made this rule that is different than any other judge has done so far, we need to send him thank you notes and, you know, support, because we have not had support like that. So that's what I have to say. And, John, you want to say something before the end of the broadcast?
Well, I don't know if people can hear the voice of Deanne right now, but she's running dead tired. I'll be honest with you, I fell asleep a couple times just trying to keep going myself. We all need to work and positively give of ourselves to make better. And again, in whatever way that you can, everybody has a little bit of a chip on the market of somehow, and it's touching somebody else. It's somehow some connection. And if it's no more than putting your hands together and praying and asking God's help to direct us in the proper light of building ourselves. And again, like George and Bill tonight, thank you for helping and helping us to sort these ideas out, because it takes us all putting these things together and collectively building the idea. Because as we put it together, it manifests itself.
And the other thing I want to bring out, too, folks, I need people, listeners, they're interested in being part of that drill, you know, putting together that judicial panel, 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782, very important. In addition, again, please send a thank you letter for that judge that was supportive of keeping us away from this nightmare that they're doing. You know, because if we do that, then maybe more of them will start turning back to the level of us dealing with them, you know, and knowing that, you know, and the thing is, and I'm talking about the law enforcement, policing agencies, judicial system, the whole nine yards. We, you know, we need, if we see a good guy in there out of any of them, we need to reward them, let them know that we got their back. And maybe they'll be more, you know, responsive to us. John, what do you think about that?
Well, just like now, I had a spiritual thought of how do we help Alex Jones, and I thought, well, maybe we can get the tractor-trailer drivers to park across the bridge and say, let Alex Jones go, you know, and let us take pictures. We're tired of this, and, you know, I'm not promoting violence, but at the same time, the man's out there, and other people are out there that are being arrested, I'm sure, and what can we do?
Well, we're coming to the end of the broadcast again. My number is 630-930-9782. Mailing address,